Even better.
Montemayor, welcome to the web. This is Monto Online now. No, it's not porn, maybe King of Queens. Just don't touch that dial. Sports news memes, yeah, he's on a roll. This is Monto Online now. DJ and Ham, Jordan Poole George. Just don't touch that dial.
Alright, it's already tough enough to understand without you mocking
it. I wasn't singing over it.
Deaf ham.
Disrespecting our friend. Montemayo.
Montemayo.
I hope EA comes up with a
Montemayo
ham reading 40 liner character.
God.
Great. So, as part of early Sunday brunch and things I've found on the internet here, I want to play y'all a piece of audio that will require you also seeing who I'm talking about. So first, I'll just play you 12 seconds of audio. I don't want you to look at it yet, though, Ham. I'm going to play it for you. This is from the Gathering of the Juggalos.
Yes.
The 24th annual.
The Dark Carnival?
Yes. As a lady there.
Oh, no, I've seen this.
You have?
Yeah.
Okay, so
I have not.
Ham doesn't need to see it.
This I'll just almost play made it the for news.
You. I'll just play the audio for you. 12 seconds, and then afterwards, we will discuss who this person looks like. So, this woman, a widow.
Ah, way to go, Ham.
A juggalette, and her man, the juggalo, used to come all the time.
So to speak.
She's found a way in his death to keep him in spirit at the Gathering of the Juggalos, and we'll see if she can properly explain what she does here.
It is an actual replication of my husband's penis with his ashes in it that I have slowly been spreading around the gathering, and he's here.
Okay.
That's beautiful.
It's beautiful. She's holding up this.
We should all be so lucky.
This like plastic penis that is see through and has ashes inside of there. Hmm. Now, you heard this classy broad.
I'm gonna say she looks like Eva Mendez.
Anyone else like to guess what she might look like? Maybe Sydney Sweeney, whoever the hottest girl you can think of is. Now, we're going to replay the audio.
That tongue lady.
Allow DJ to see what she looks like, and I want you to tell me what her shirt says.
Well, not a good start on just the screenshot here.
Actual replication of my husband's penis with his ashes in it that I have slowly been spreading around the gathering, and he's here.
You don't have to point there, Ham. We can see she's sitting in her undies in a folded, what looks like a folding chair.
I can't read her shirt from here. What's that say, DJ?
What's her shirt say, DJ? What does that say there?
God, this is. Do you have a Google News alert that pings every time that word is mentioned?
What's the word?
What word?
I can't see it.
The shirt says. I'll just say it. I don't know what the bottom word says.
It says men.
Okay. I heart pegging men.
Do you think that has something to do with his death?
I would hope that it seems like they had a good relationship, so I can't imagine she would be taunting him in the afterlife if that's how he died.
I don't think she did that
did
hard.
Did she have the replica glass dill of her husband before he was dead and just filled with his
ashes?
What's
a replica, first of all?
Replica. Man, you can need to clean your ears.
Based
out.
On the replica, good for him,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, not bad. Also, I was way off on Eva
Mendez. He could have done better.
I was way off on Eva Mendez.
You were a little off.
Not even close.
Yeah, you needed more Doug Free.
Classy lady.
Igor Olshansky.
Yeah.
I believe the proper term is dildo. Hey.
Yes, oh, Norm, yes, we understand.
As long as you're happy in your skin, and she is very clearly happy to be who she is. Oh. And she's wearing her favorite I Heart Pegging Men t-shirt.
Courage.
That I wonder if she got signed by D-Rock or whoever is in ICP.
I'd like to think that she has an entire closet full of that same shirt, much like I do my plain white t-shirts. And she just wears that as her uniform every day to let people know what her deal
like
is.
Like, it's me, it's my college shirts. She has, oh, I wonder what pegging shirt she's wearing today.
Just which color.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And still one that doesn't quite fit. Because that one didn't exactly cover the midriff.
Are you intrigued at all to go to the... No.
No, I'm out.
The Juggalos Festival?
No, because they suss me out immediately. I'm not of their kind, and I respect their kind, the Juggalo.
I think of the three of us...
I think you blend in way more than either of us.
Well, Ham?
Based on what she likes to do, I think Monty would be the perfect candidate.
Yeah, but I don't know if she's the ultimate... Well, actually, I think she is a pretty strong representation of... the average person that goes to that festival, actually. So maybe you are correct.
But also, if she is the, like, if she is, if I have to wander into those waters, I don't want my first time to be with Thanos. I don't want the Thanos of that act to be the first one.
Yeah, you want Ant-Man.
Right. Like, I don't need her splitting me in two.
Do we need to make a pact right now on these national local airwaves
that we will all go to the Dark Carnival?
No.
Oh, then I'm out.
That whoever dies first
gets pegged by
the
other's wife.
No.
You got to finish your sentence before I can.
It's impossible when you just cut me off.
Let him talk.
That we have to, the two remaining members of the show have to spread the ashes of the third at a Juggalos Festival via. A phallic distribution device.
Why? So people can think you are carrying around a chapstick? I hope you get it confused with your Burt's Bees.
Oh, no! I can taste him!
I got Monty's ash weed again. Damn it.
Why did I put those in the same pocket?
When will I ever learn?
Can we agree to do that as a show, since we care about each other?
So we're at your funeral. It's an open casket. We're like, damn it, they're about to put him in the ground. Whoa! It's our last chance, and we bring that, like, that dentist mold stuff to put on your penis so your girlfriend slaps
this is what we wanted. This is what he wanted.
I got
we agreed.
Proof.
Yep. We agreed to this.
I'm having to hold it back.
We just show up to the wake with a glass D, just hold it there.
Boy, that would be real beaten as they're pulling you out of the God, I'm blinking on the machine that burns you, and we have to funnel you into your little glass D.
What do you think it is?
Why am I blinking on that name, the word?
Incinerator?
I guess that would be right, but I'm thinking of more of the actual, I'm just blinking on it completely now.
I think you get it.
I don't like this.
Yeah, we got time to kill. Yeah. Go ahead.
Words with Monty. Don't sniff into the microphone because you don't know.
Shh, shh, shh. Just let him go.
Yeah, he's got it.
Don't type.
Don't
no.
type.
No, I'm trying to watch this lady
no,
again.
No, he's bookmark. He's bookmarking that lady for later.
I am bookmarking it. Burned after dead word.
There's no way that spits out.
Creamy!
God.
That's what I was looking for.
Took you forever.
So after you're cremated, I have to pull out the little sheet pan that you're in or whatever and funnel you
you're
into
not
your
in a cookie
glass.
Pan.
It's just a cookie sheet, yeah. They just bake you on there like a little gingerbread man.
I can't imagine the Ringenbergs would be too happy with us doing that.
A little Monty Christmas tree.
Like, do you want this, girlfriend? Not really. I didn't like it when it was alive.
Yeah, you take all
you
want.
You want a
of
little
that.
Memento of that thing hanging around my neck all day?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Mo.
All right.
Memento.
Once again, the reporter thing. Just, we'll have to push that back.